T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's as hot as the Browns' offense and their defense. The soon-to-be AFC North champions on a Monday afternoon.
Back, baby!
The Browns here we are! Yes, and all right.
It's one game,
but hey!
Can we not?
First just, place!
It's a huge game. It was a huge victory for the Cleveland Browns. It changed the season, I think.
It certainly did.
Big time.
Browns going to win the North. I mean, let's be honest about it here. Can we be honest?
They have a chance to.
Oh, it's over.
It's not over, dude. Come on.
It's over. I'm kidding. Great win by the Browns yesterday, and that's what we've been waiting for. That's what we've been waiting for.
Yes.
This offense stunk for 3 games, and we said, where's the offense? The defense has played well.
Yep.
And the defense wasn't very good against Tennessee, but since then, they've been great.
Yep.
And they were great again yesterday. Great. But, Dustin, we've been waiting for the offense to wake up. They stunk against the Titans. They were mediocre against the Jets. And they stunk against the Rams. And that's gone, hopefully for good. They were great, great yesterday. It was an all-around effort by the entire roster. We do good, bad, and ugly. There's not going to be much of any bad and ugly from the Browns.
No, I mean, the Browns looked like a different team.
Good to see.
At least offensively. I mean, the defense, again, played pretty well. They got gashed at times. I mean, that's going to happen. You know, I thought when the Browns were up, the Ravens go down and score, you know, and cut it to 6, 2-point conversion.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh boy, here we go.
Oh, I wasn't. Actually was not worried.
Really?
Yeah.
I was worried. I was very, very concerned.
I because the Browns scored.
And then Nick Chubb
put
the team on his back.
Run the ball.
Yards.
Win the game.
How many carries do you have? 25?
Yes.
He had 20.
Oh, am I off?
I don't know. Thought he had 20 for like
I was just trying to guess because I wasn't looking at the box score and Dustin put me on the spot.
My bad.
It's like, yeah, 25 sounds good. He had 20. Keith's right.
He had 20 carries. Okay.
20 for $165 and 3 TDs.
I just thought that Freddie Kitchens in this game just called a smoother game. I think Baker played a lot better within himself.
Yeah.
I thought he played in the pocket. Thought he got the ball out pretty quick. He still wasn't perfect. He missed some throws in this game. But overall,
I didn't think the pick was his fault.
I don't know. I got to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But I thought that he stepped in there. Hey, the offensive line did a hell of a job in this game.
They did. They gave him plenty of time to throw.
Plenty of time to
throw. He was only sacked once in the game. He was not under a ton of pressure. They ran the ball extremely well. As we talked about, that took the pressure off. Nick Chubb was phenomenal. Odell Beckham was... He was a non-factor in the game in terms of the yardage.
Dude, they
but he was a factor in the game.
Every play. And
absolutely.
By the way,
Ricky Seals-Jones.
Yeah,
welcome.
How about Ricky Seals-Jones? Welcome to Cleveland, young
did
man.
Did a nice job with his 3 catches for 82 yards and a touchdown.
And a tutty.
I mean, you want to talk about being efficient on 3 catches.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it was a great effort all around. Are you finally ready to show some love for my guy, Joe Schobert?
Whatever.
17 tackles and a sack. 17.
They're all 10 yards downfield.
Come on. That's bogus. He's playing great football. He's having a hell of a year. He's back. The Browns are back and Schobert's back. I'm spitting all over the place because I'm fired up.
That was so disgusting. Folks, if you could have seen how Adam just spit all over his microphone and the keyboard.
Well, it's my mic play, so that's okay.
That's fine. It's disgusting still.
Or windscreen, not Mike Flick.
Mike Flick. Whatever.
Yeah, that's a Mike Flick. This is a windscreen. Hey, listen, I want some credit for Joe Schobert. Give him some credit, will you?
He makes every tackle down the field. He still misses tackles.
Oh, come on. It's 17 tackles. How many tackles do you want him to make? 17.
Should have 27.
Freddie just credited him in his conference call and said he's making plays all over the field.
All right.
He is. You're wrong. Give Schobert some love. Why are you being a hater of Joe Schobert?
I'll give him some love. He made some plays.
He had more tackles than any 2 defensive players combined. Both teams.
He had that sack late.
And the sack.
The sack was nice.
Yes.
The sack was nice. I'm not. I'm not selling.
You're just busting chops. Yeah, yeah. I know.
I don't really hate the
Yeah, I know you're just joking.
I'm just joking.
You listen. I thought, you know, that sack by Olivier Vernon was a big play.
Huge play.
The fumble was.
His first sack as a Brown.
Yeah.
It took four damn games.
That was big. That was big. And the fumble by Ingram was huge.
Let me tell you something. Isaiah Whitehead, have yourself a day, young man. Have yourself a day. That interception.
Yeah.
Had a fumble recovery. Bunch of tackles. He was fantastic. I'll tell you what.
Second on the team in tackles.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
It helped having Demarius Randle back in this game.
Yeah.
His leadership, his swagger,
yeah,
his smarts, because he gets everybody lined up back there, and he can play all over. He had it was a sack on Lamar Jackson, too.
That was a great play,
great
too.
Great play.
Because
he's
it looked like Lamar Jackson was about to get outside, and he made the stop, and that kind of sent the message. And they had Lamar Jackson off kilter. It was by far his worst game of the year.
Yeah.
The stats are misleading because he had that 50-yard touchdown in garbage time when the game was over. If it wasn't for that, they would have held him to under 200 yards passing and just two touchdowns with two picks. You know, the Ravens did run the ball effectively at times, but overall, I thought it was a great game by the defense because really they held him to 18 points.
Yeah.
Because that last touchdown was at the end of the game. Again, that was garbage time. There is some bad news. Jarvis Landry's been put in the concussion protocol, Dustin.
Oh, yeah?
So, I don't know if he definitely misses the game.
I think he definitely will miss this game.
Well, he could, but the thing that's playing into their advantage here is it's a Monday game, so it gives them an extra day.
I wonder, the rules are so tricky. Yeah. I mean, it's Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he can come back as they go play the Niners coming off a bye. But just changed everything, really. And we'll see how it goes. But you think about how many things, you know, the Browns did poorly in the first quarter of the season. They only played well offensively in this last game. The offense was turning the ball over a ton. The penalties are through the roof. They've had a million injuries on defense, plus David Njoku. And with all of that, if the season ended today, the Browns would be in the playoffs. And I know that's a silly thing to say. By the way, speaking of silly things to say, you know, I tweeted that, you know, Browns would be in win the division. And there was a handful of Browns fans, like 1%. Tweeting like snarky comments, and you're a D if you do that. Number two, you're also a D if you're one of these people saying the league's out to get Odell Beckham Jr. Just shut up already. Odell and what's his name? Who's the player to choke them? I forgot his name.
Humphrey. Marlon Humphrey.
They should have both been kicked out of the game.
They were both out of
control. Odell punched him in the face.
He did. They didn't catch
and
that.
And then
the choke came
the
after.
Choke.
But it came right in front of the
right.
official.
I don't know what the hell happened there. But stop with this. Everybody's out to get Odell. It's just so annoying. And if I get one more tweet with somebody with a dark visor, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to have to get off Twitter.
You know
period.
What? I totally agree with you on that.
Stop it. I don't care.
I don't care about the visor.
Just don't wear the freaking visor. It's over. No. Odell should have been kicked out of the game, and certainly Humphrey should have been kicked. They both should have been kicked out of the game.
I'm done with Visorgate.
Done with it. Meanwhile, I'll tell you the third group of stupid people. The people who are saying, yeah, the Browns were following Todd Monken's offense and they stopped doing that. That's why they won today. Those people are idiots too. It was the same offense. They just called some different plays. And they ran a lot more 12 personnel this week, which is, in fact, they ran, I think, the same amount of plays in 12 personnel this week as they did the first 3 weeks combined, which was we've been talking about week after week. You got a little trickery in there. How about a triple reverse Odell Beckham throw? That was a hell of a throw by Beckham. And he was about to get sacked, Dustin. Does that count as a sack? Probably not. I don't think that counts as a sack, does it? If Beckham had gotten tackled in the backfield?
I don't know.
I don't think it would. I'm not sure, but I don't think it would count as a sack.
Count as a sack? Or just a tackle for loss?
Yeah, and I think it
would have been like almost a handoff.
Yeah,
right?
Because it's not technically he's not a quarterback. I don't know, but
the throw was fantastic. Ratley,
he had a chance.
I think he got interfered with a little bit.
I do too, and they didn't even say that on the broadcast.
I kind of thought about challenging that. If you're Freddie, get the ball on the 1 yard line.
True, but they've been so with these pass interference, it's got to be 100% obvious, and it wasn't 100% obvious.
Sure,
I agreed. I thought at the time there was a chance that that was a pass interference. But Ratley could have still caught the ball.
Could have.
But neither here nor there. The Browns, I was a little worried early when Baker throws the pick, but they really took off. It was an amazing second half where they outscored the Ravens when it mattered, 30-10 in the final two quarters before the Ravens got the garbage time touchdown. And obviously, Nick Chubb, who we love, we said feed him the ball, averaged 8.25 yards per carry. certainly a lot of it on that 88-yard run. But even without that run, he still had, almost 80 yards on 19 carries, which is over 4 yards per carry. That's so he was phenomenal in this game. So good and great contributions all around. Hopefully, you're able to get Jarvis Landry back for Monday, Dustin. But that was really a lot of fun. And everybody I talked to yesterday, people were so excited. And people are going over the top. I went over the top. I just said the Browns are going to win the AFC North. And let's all have fun with it. Let's go over the top a little bit. I think we all understand it's one game. We get it. Most people get it. That's fine. I'll be honest. I didn't love the Baker when he's like, we're going to remember the people who were down on us.
Put us in the trash?
I mean, come on, stop that. Rex Ryan, fine. Colin, fine. Most of the criticism of Baker through 3 weeks, most of it was fair. He doesn't need to do that. But forget that. I'm excited, and the fans are so excited, and I'm sure everybody you ran into in the last 22 hours was just bursting at the seams.
I was so excited on the postgame show last night. Like, I was screaming. So excited for that win because it really felt like it turned the season around, Adam. Like, now things feel like back to normal.
Yeah.
If I'd have told you when the season began, it would be 2-2 after the first four games. You'd have signed up for it. You said, all right, no problem.
Yep.
Didn't know how we'd get here. Didn't know we'd get blown out in week one against the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
But that happened.
Yes.
Now things look like they're back on track. But it is one game.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is one game.
But they're going to go smoke San Francisco this week.
God, I hope so.
They can't be beat on the road. They're 2-0 on the road.
They are better on the road.
They stink at home.
which is weird. Maybe they're more focused on the road.
Part of that's just
coincidence.
Opponent or coincidence. Who knows? But, come on. This is a huge difference because now, because Dustin, I felt that all you had to be, after that Patriot game, if you were 3-4, I thought the Browns were in good shape. And now it's possible they could be 4-3 if they could win the next two.
Yeah.
And not that will be easy because San Francisco's playing well and they're coming off a bye and that game's on the road. And then Seattle at home the following week. But I think it's possible they could win both those games. Obviously you hope to at least go 1-1 in the next two, but I think there's a decent chance they can win. Right now it doesn't look like anybody can beat the Patriots. Yeah. Although the Bills did a great
Bills defense looked fantastic.
Bills defense fantastic. Neither team could move the ball in that game. But I'll give them credit. I'm always ripping on the Bills. Their defense, at least, is legit.
Defense
no doubt.
Good. I mean,
their defense completely
shut down.
It's
the first time the Patriots have been shut down at all this season.
Well, they won because of that defensive touchdown.
Yeah, I know. And Brady has that interception in the red zone there.
Yeah.
Brady never throws those picks in the red zone.
No. Bizarre.
That's okay. Thank God. I thought that was something else.
First, Keith put up on the screen.
He says Chubb partial ACL tear out for the season.
But
it's Bradley Chubb. Thank God.
Oh, my God. Out for the season. Ooh, too bad for him. Yeah. But good news for us is the Browns win 40-25. And it was really 40-18. Bleep that last touchdown. Shouldn't even count. That was a nonsensical touchdown.
I would have liked them to not be so soft on that last defensive series.
Yeah.
It's kind of soured it a little bit.
Really?
Glad you won the game.
Yeah.
But you let them go down and score in like three plays.
The Browns were a 7-point dog and they won by 15. That's a day well done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.